withered old crone bent over to pick up the daily newspaper. This was the highlight of her day, finding out who'd kicked the bucket the day before. Being 172 years old, she had few joys in her life. All of her family and friends were dead. Everything she knew in her youth was gone, vanished forever. She'd learned the world had a nasty habit of evolving into something else. Just when you got used to the way things worked, the world changed again. After decades of trying to fit in, she finally gave up. Now, she just kept to herself. She was a genetic freak, seemingly able to live forever. Sure, she was worn with age, but she kept on ticking. And she endured as a passive observer, a timeless fly on the wall. Her only outlet to the world was the media. TV, the net, hollow views, and of course, good old-fashioned newspapers. Everyone she saw via the media, she hated. For no other reason than they were new and alien to her. And so, as another day slipped by in her never-ending life, she took particular pleasure in the passing of a TV comedian who had graced the homes of America for over 30 years. She'd outlived that bastard. It wasn't much, but it made her smile.